Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis here with the wonderful Andrea Donsky. And Andrea, I'm wondering, have you ever wondered if your personality affects your diet or the way you choose foods? Well, we're going to find out from the wonderful Melissa Catherine. She's a certified holistic nutritionist, weight loss and lifestyle expert and speaker. Hello, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We're so glad to have you on the show. All right. So let's jump in because, you know, I'm an extrovert, but I understand, obviously, I understand
that there are different. Come on, Lisa.
No. Yeah. Surprise, surprise. There's different personality types that relate to different ways of eating. So jump right in and tell us all about these. It's fascinating.
Yeah. So in working with hundreds of women around the world and with myself around this, what I saw as the main primary components that really kept women from losing the weight and keeping it off, getting their ideal bodies, and really breaking free from that pattern of yo-yo dieting and self-sabotage comes down to our mindset, and that's closely tied with our personality type. And there's four different personalities that I've identified, and these can cross over. So you can identify with all four of them, but it's the avoider, the perfectionist, the sabotager, right, and the rebel. And in these four types, they lead us to our actions and how we end up not really following through or staying committed or consistent to eating in a way and moving in a way that we know serves us best to get us to feel and look the way that we want.
All right. So Melissa, I don't know much about each personality type, but I do want to get you to explain it really quickly what each one is.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to guess, well, I'm going to take a stab at this. I'm going to guess that I would probably be a combo of the perfectionist and the sabotager. Yeah. Lisa, what do you think? What do you think you are?
I was going to say you're right on you.
for sure.
I'm definitely an avoider because I'm like, I can't eat that at all. And I don't know. I'm not a perfectionist. Maybe a sabotager? I'm not sure. I have to learn a little more.
Okay. So, Melissa, tell us what each one represents.
Yeah. So, this is great. Okay. So, the avoider is in primary terms, you could consider her the dieter. The avoider has a lot of restrictions around herself. I have my good foods and my bad foods. I avoid this and I only stay in this space with myself, right? So I'm going to choose this.
Me.
And then there's those times where you just go, oh, to hell with it.
And, oh, that's so you, Lisa.
Yeah.
So once you do the hell with it, though, that's where we get tricky. So what I've identified is, why do we do this? Why is this set up? What's the root cause of it? Understanding what are those trigger situations. Right. There's always those trigger situations or something, whether it's a holiday, whether it's a weekend, right? Like you do so good through the week and then the weekend comes. And how to then actually break ourselves free from that pattern. So with those trigger situations, we also have our trigger foods, and those are based on our emotions around them. So you'll see that all of these are tied. So it might sound a little confusing, but so for example, the avoider would have good foods and bad foods, then something could cause you stress, and all of a sudden you find yourself reaching and really desiring what you had on your bad food list. So let's say it's a jar of peanut butter, and then all of a sudden you and that jar of peanut butter become really good friends. You can't get it out of your mind. You're sitting with the jar of peanut butter. And then you feel really bad about that decision, but that one decision leads to a multitude of decisions that then actually negate all of the hard work and everything that you've done to actually feel good about yourself. And it just compiles on top of one another. And then you end up just saying, throwing in the towel, and all of a sudden, you know, you're going, how did I get here? What just happened?
Yeah, I have to jump in because I've been avoiding peanut butter for about 2 weeks. And then today I've already had it like three times. going to feel crummy later. My husband's going to say, why do you see? Yeah. He's like, why? You know, you avoid it because it does. It makes me kind of tired and stuff. And I'm like, oh, you know, but then I just lose it. I'm like, I have to have that peanut butter. Andrea, do you have things like that, too, that you just like, forget it?
No, you know what? I don't, because I do follow a strict diet. I'm gluten free and I'm dairy free, but I don't really. I would say I graduated from that. I'd say when I was probably my early 20s, I would have been an avoider, and I don't think I'm an avoider now. But Melissa, what I'd like to hear are with the other ones. If you could just, we only have about maybe 3.5 minutes left. If you can tell us what the other ones are, and then we'll come back and we'll see which ones we are. We'll decide.
So
what would be the rebel?
The avoider is okay. So we did what the avoider is. Then we've got the sabotager. So the sabotager is, you finally lost weight, you're feeling good. The minute that you recognize it, like you've lost weight, you're doing your thing, you're really looking at yourself in the mirror and you're like, yes, you find a way to sabotage yourself. And this is really in that space of upper limiting. It's like, okay, well, you recognize it and you don't believe that that's actually possible. So there's a comfort that you have in the discomfort of saying stuff. And so you find ways to sabotage yourself, and you'll sabotage yourself by being like, well, I woke up every morning this week and I've worked out and I feel so good. And the minute that you say that and say it to somebody else, the very next morning you won't wake up.
And then you feel bad
about yourself again. You'll miss your workout, right? It's a way of doing that.
Right. I see. So what about the rebel?
The rebel is the person that, you love the idea of, oh, I'm so healthy, and I'm gluten-free, I'm this, I'm that, I'm feeling great. But somewhere along the lines, you want to rebel against yourself because you get sick of the rigidity. You're just like, enough of the routine. You thrive on the routine, but you then rebel against yourself for it because it's too much. But it's also
I think I do that.
Right?
Interesting. All right, and then
the perfectionist is everything needs to look perfect. I eat this way. This is what I do. And you're more of a control freak. So it's very, you'll see that there's a lot of similarities, but the perfectionist has everything, all of her ducks are in a row. Everything is where it needs to be. And very much like the rebel, though, the perfectionist has such high standards that she can go quite some time and feel good. But then when she falls off, she really falls off. And that can come and it can hit her like a tidal wave.
Very interesting. So are you still a perfectionist in this respect,
Andrea?
You know what? I'd say no. I'd say I'd probably, out of all of them, I don't really, you know, I think for me, I'd probably be the sabotager, if that at all. I've changed a lot from my eating habits. I used to be much more rigid and strict and, you know, until I found my place. And I know my place is being gluten-free and dairy-free, and I kind of do my thing. I know if I eat it, I don't feel good. And I'm not going to sabotage that because then I just feel sick after, right? I don't feel so good.
Exactly.
So I think that, if anything, that the sabotager would be. But I really, you know, I think it's interesting, Melissa, that you came up with these because, you know, we only have about 30 seconds left. I mean, how do you help people once they know? I know it goes by so quickly. How do you help people in terms of being able to kind of find their place? And then if they do know what their place is, how do you help them work through it in about 30 seconds?
The coolest thing is once you actually identify, it's about reconnecting with your body. So oftentimes when you've been on a diet, the average woman spends 31 years of her life dieting. You stop trusting yourself and you're no longer connected to your body and listening to what you want. You're just pushing for a specific result. And that's why we keep dieting. So what we do is we get you to the root. We understand the pattern. How did it start? Because you weren't always that way. What are those triggers? And what are the positive things that you can do instead so that you actually experience weight loss with ease and effortlessly as opposed to struggling and pushing?
Oh, I find that very interesting. Well, if you want to learn more, for those of you who are listening and want to find out what your personality type is when it comes to eating, visit Melissa's website at melissakathryn.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at RadianceMK. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.